Pat Mahaney could not believe it. When he arrived in Afghanistan on his fifth tour in March 2007 as the Special Operations Battalion commander based in Kandahar, he found that the Taliban had made a spectacular comeback. A fearsome one-legged Taliban fighter named Mullah Dadullah Lang was leading the charge. Dadullah had championed the use of suicide bombers, previously almost unheard of in Afghanistan. He had recruited 141 Afghans who had blown themselves up in 2006. He had risen to become the senior military commander through the use of brutality, ordering assassinations, and adopting bomb-making techniques from Arab al-Qaeda members holed up in Pakistan. He also adopted beheadings as one of his personal signatures, taking a page from Abu Musab al-Zarqawi in Iraq. He had ordered the decapitations of Afghan soldiers and even followers who disobeyed him. When an Italian reporter was taken hostage, it was Dadullah who ordered that his Afghan driver be beheaded. All of these deeds he liberally publicized on Al Jazeera and through DVDs he had made in Quetta, Pakistan, his base. By 2007, the Taliban had regained control of large areas of the south. Dadullah claimed 20 districts and a fighting force of 12,000 men. They had begun to shift from a guerrilla war to massing in large numbers to attack bases and towns, slowly drawing a noose around Kandahar City, the capital of Kandahar province in the Pashtun south, from which the Taliban had ruled Afghanistan in the late 1990s. Taliban roamed freely from Helmand, the province due west of Kandahar, across northern Kandahar, and into Zabul province. Recognizing the deterioration, NATO decided to send a small Canadian task force to Kandahar in mid-2006 to supplement the small British footprint in Helmand. The emboldened Taliban had heavily mined the perimeters of the British outposts, and the Canadians were thrust suddenly into an unfamiliar terrain and a hotter war than they were ready to fight. Mahaney led the only American force in the south, an undermanned battalion of three companies with 82 men apiece, one of which he sent to Herat, the westernmost province under his command. One battalion of the 82nd Airborne Division, the I-508, was on call as a reserve force in case they got into trouble. Mahaney could see that dramatic action was called for. A student of Sun Tzu, he realized that he would need to make up for his force's small size with innovative tactics that would surprise the enemy. He cooked up a scheme with his staff and then sold it to the Canadians and the British, who made him the commander of the operation. The reason for being in Afghanistan was never theoretical for Lieutenant Colonel Patrick J. Mahaney, Jr. On the door of his tactical operations center at Kandahar Airfield, he had hung a photo of a New York firefighter at the World Trade Center. His father, a 41-year veteran of the city's fire department, had been at the towers on 9/11. Mahaney lost six friends and a cousin that day. "We were not out for revenge," he wrote in an email letter. "It was about civilization versus barbarity." Over four tours, he had developed ties to Afghans and became deeply committed to seeing the country succeed.